In the NBA playoffs, the Cleveland Cavaliers routed the Toronto Raptors 116-78 last night to take a 3-2 lead in the Eastern Conference Finals. Maybe not a surprise there, but on the other side of the bracket in the Western Conference, the Oklahoma City Thunder can eliminate, yes, I said eliminate, the defending champions, the Golden State Warriors, with a win tonight. The Thunder lead that series 3-1. Well, Mike Pesca is Here and Now sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com, and he joins us now. Mike, Golden State won 73 games during the regular season, the most in league history. What is going on now?
Yes, Magna, and I believe you said eliminate. That's
yes.
Right. They're on the verge. So in their last 25 or so games, they've won about 2/3 of their games. And so that's great, but it's nowhere near the pace. And I definitely think they got tired at the end of the season. And of course, injuries. Now, it's a weird thing in the NBA. If I asked you, why did this election go that way or why did that stock rise? I could just give you the explanations. But when it comes to professional sports, a really good explanation is often injuries. But there's this reticence to even talk about it. That's an excuse. Well, sometimes an excuse is an explanation. And it does seem to me that Steph Curry is injured. Not that other guys aren't injured, but Steph Curry, the only unanimous MVP, he's so important to the team. He doesn't have burst. He's being defended by Russell Westbrook, who might be the best conditioned person in the NBA. Huh. This guy is amazing, and he is outplaying the MVP. I think injuries have to do with that. I think Draymond Green, who is the Warriors' second best player and might be the second best player in the world, he's also, especially on defense, not able to defend the other team, the Thunder's big men. It all comes into play. But I think that the other huge factor is not just Warrior deficiency, it's Thunder strength.
Well, I was going to ask you about that because we should give them their due. I mean, were people just underrating the Thunder in the regular season?
Interesting question. I think not. I think they've gotten to become a much better team. I think their coaching has improved and Billy Donovan was a little bit confused along the way. And I think that they always had two great players, Durant and Westbrook, and that their other players either are playing better or they're being incorporated into the scheme a lot better. And I was listening to Jeff Van Gundy, who's the great analyst and former coach, saying that the Thunder are switching better, which is the defensive move. You play man-to-man defense, but if something happens, one defender will switch to another defender. And this could get hard, and sometimes this takes weeks or months to master, and they have mastered it to a fairly well. And the defense they're playing, they just seem so much more energetic than the Warriors. I mean, the Warriors were a team where you said, well, if the pace is high, there's no way to beat the Warriors. It seems like the Thunder want an even more frenetic pace than the Warriors, and they're beating the Warriors at that game.
Yeah, well, for the last couple seconds we have, look, coming back from a 3-1 deficit, difficult but not impossible. Could the Warriors do it?
Yes, they're favorites, 7-point favorites tonight. They've been favorites in almost all the games they've lost. It's just that game 6 at the Chesapeake Energy Arena in Oklahoma, such an intimidating place to play. But what it sets up is if the Warriors win today, it's almost like two possibly fraught, exciting games. We haven't really had a great game since game 1. The last 3 totals have been 24, 28, and 27. Maybe we'll get a couple good ones.
Love an exciting postseason. Mike Pesca, Here and Now sports analyst. He also hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, thanks as always.
You're welcome.